Rancor's Brothel presents Rot Black Sludge, a Morborgi scenario.
One roll per.
You want to go sitting with the old man?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking maybe we should do that. Maybe we'll get some kind of boon before we go do something else stupid.
All right, we'll climb out and go do it.
Was the music down the stairs the same music that we were hearing through the hole in the wall? And it was violin, but...
Yes.
Okay.
Also, I mean, as you go east back through that tunnel, it gets just almost as loud as it was through the hole.
Hmm. Like it's coming through the tunnel, the other tunnel?
Seemingly.
Okay. It's weird. It's essentially coming from three different directions.
No, they're both east. The hole was to the east. The tunnel was to the east. Any other room you were in previously was from the south, so the noise was coming from the north.
Okay. Well, still, the fact that it's coming down the stairs would be not the same vicinity necessarily.
The stairs were facing north. You were further south than you are now.
But I'm saying it's another level down.
You are technically... You're technically a level down, are you not?
Right, but the room with the hole in it wasn't.
That is correct. But you also didn't take the time to peek through and see what was beyond that brick.
So the hole was in the east side of the...
Mm-hmm, okay. Yes.
Do you want to crawl through or you want to climb back up? Because we're leaving out the Bowser doors.
I'm assuming the Bowser doors leading to this room. They all seem to lead into this room where the music's coming from.
Yeah, I know, but I kind of want to go through the iron door since you made a big deal about the iron doors with the scratchy noises. I assume it's another fight.
We decide against the old man?
No, I kind of like going back and talking to the old man.
We gotta climb up first. Okay. Lucas made some woo spooky thing like we couldn't do it, so... Give me a boost.
How deep of a pit are we in?
Ulrich. Bend over, let me stand on your back.
You mean agility? Yeah, I think agility is climbing, right? We'll leave that as the case.
Can you describe how far we're climbing?
Strangely, 8 to 10 feet. Seems a lot deeper than it was before.
I rolled a 17.
You can manage to clamber up.
Okay.
If you wish to reach the top.
I throw a rope up to her.
Do you have a rope in your equipment?
Yes.
Then you have rope.
I tie it around. I guess I just hold it. I tie it around my waist.
And the only other thing you could tie it to is almost 50 feet away, and that's a pump.
It's not true. You could tie it to the door that we came in on the other side of the corridor. It's closer to that door than it is the pump.
Pit trap's right in the middle.
Okay.
So it's about 50 feet one way or the other. Either way, I will not make you roll agility. You can climb the rope.
Yeah. Okay, we'll climb up.
So you are now back up into the corridor.
Yep.
There is, again, another room to the north where you saw the hole.
So you want to open the iron door or you want to talk to the old man?
I'll talk to the old man.
All right, go talk to the old man.
You go south back into the dining room. The old man is still catatonic and sitting there. What would you like to do?
I will pull a chair up next to him.
You sit down.
I'll do the same.
You sit down.
Because she was talking to me.
I'll hang out.
Oh, no. She was talking to you. You asked about her.
Yeah.
Nothing appears to happen.
I slice a piece of lard off, set it on the plate in front of him, and fill his cup with water, and I do the same for myself.
He appears to acknowledge what you're doing, but doesn't seem to reach for anything.
I'll just say cheers, clink my glass, and I'll just eat a little bit.
He blinks.
I'd like to talk to the tortured pixie, please.
Help me! Help me!
I will interrogate the tortured pixie for what it knows.
They took my eyes! They took my wings!
Right. provides me something useful, I would give you some food.
And what are you trying to get out of it?
I don't know.
It's blinded and wingless. It knows nothing. It dead. You squash like a bug.
I'm squishing up my baby tortured pixie. Oh, my mommy would be so proud of me.
Can you teach that one to the kid? That'd be great.
All right.
I'm licking up my tortured pixie.
All right, iron door or hatch?
Dead. Should have used dead in there.
Anything else in this room before you move on?
So, how about those warriors? I don't know.
You get no response.
Insert local gladiatorial team.
Should I give him my life elixir? See if it does anything?
What's up to you?
The scratching was from the other side of the iron door, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'll go and put my ear against the iron door and see if I hear the scratching.
Scritching, scratching, moaning.
What's the... what kind of moaning? Like painful moaning, sorrowful?
That's what I was trying to get at.
Ecstasy?
What is the... Because I don't know.
We're looking for a 13-year-old boy, so could be a number of interests.
Fair.
Beware of socks.
We're only presents.
I mean, they're all zeros, Lucas. Like, just tell me to roll a die. It doesn't matter what
that's
I roll.
Fine.
They're all zeros.
That's I forgot. That's you know. People at home don't know that.
16.
Sounds like insane people begging for help. Help us, set us free, scratching at the door. I'm hungry. I gotta pee. Randomness.
That's right.
It sounds like a group of people.
Yeah.
Sounds like a group of people scratching and shaking. I don't know, like a barred wall or a door of some kind, as if they're trying to get out of some sort of cell.
So from the iron door. So from the iron door to the
east.
I know it's to the east. But then the dining hall is
south.
And the hole in the ground, the pit, is north of the iron door or south of the iron door?
North of the iron door.
Okay.
And the other room they entered is even further north than the pit.
Sure. I'm just making sure that the first thing you see coming out of the first thing you see is the iron door.
Though. Correct. Yeah, it's almost directly to your right.
I'm going to use my medicine box on the old man. See if it does anything.
Mark off one use.
Okay.
Does not seem to help. He is catatonic.
I will slap him.
He's catatonic.
Does the iron door open in or out?
I'll say in.
He's looking for details they didn't provide.
I will say in.
Okay. I jiggle the handle. Is it locked?
It is. You do have keys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We also have another hatch door.
In the stairs.
Further north.
In the other
room. Where he's at, but yes.
The stairs down in the other room in the hatch.
Correct.
What else? It all seems like the stairs, the iron door, and the tunnel all lead to the same place.
Seemingly. No.
Let me
clarify that for you. Looking down the hatch.
I didn't say the hatch. I said the stairs, the two iron door, and the tunnel.
Stairs were much further east than that tunnel.
Right.
Stairs are on the opposite side of that tunnel, compared to where you were at.
No, the tunnel leads in the direction of the stairs.
Scorv would like to.
You said the music was coming from the stairs.
The music is coming from beyond the stairs,
right.
Somewhere to the north of where you were sitting, because you were further south than where the music was.
Right.
From the tunnel, it was to the east.
Right, which is all leading to the same place.
Ideally, yes.
Right, that's what I just said.
But they're not equally on the same longitude, latitude.
Yeah, we get that.
Cody.
Scorv would like to unlock the door.
You unlock the door.
I throw it open and run back to the dining room. As casually entering as I can.
Okay. When you throw it open, the moans and screams become louder. And then you jump back into the kitchen. Or, sorry, the dining room.
What? She's kind of standing there with her short sword out. Or with her sword out.
Nothing appears to exit that door.
That's where the crazy people are, that they're keeping captive.
Or keep dead closed inside. Wasn't sure. Just figured I'd...
Dead open... What is it? Was it dead open?
It's don't open.
Don't open dead inside?
Don't open dead inside.
So don't dead
But it
open
reads
inside.
Weird, right? Don't dead open inside? Because it's written weird?
You're doing it backwards. So if you're going left to right, it says don't, and then on the other door it says open, and then down below it says dead, and then on the right it says inside.
Yeah, don't dead open inside.
Don't dead open inside. Yeah.
So
you hear louder moans and screams when that door opens, and then you jump back into the dining room. Nothing exits that room.
Okay. I will go back in.
When you peek in, you see...
What's the kid's name?
Alvin.
Alvin? Albion?
Alden.
Aldun. A-L-D-O-N.
Aldun.
Is there a new mout?
Nope.
Fuckers.
It's not Sweden.
You do see some corpses on the ground, whole, some part. And what appear to be prisoners. Emaciated, pleading for freedom. Directly across from you is another iron door that you would know comes from what we can call the guard room.
This is a pretty shitty boss fight.
It's about a 10-foot wide space. It's about a 10-foot wide walkway where the wall would be to your south and what appears to be a cell all the way along the north side where these individuals are reaching out and begging for freedom and moaning and clawing and saying they're hungry and they
want
something.
Any of you seen a little boy?
No.
Little boy?
No one responds at all to your question. Feed me. I want freedom. Help me. Why am I locked in here?
They took my wings.
Do I see... I
killed that one already.
Oh, sorry. Right. He's dead. She's dead.
A tunnel in the ground leading into this room or anything?
If you're following him, no. You literally see another door directly across from you.
I will...
No other exits from the room.
No.
I'll unlock the cage.
It's an interesting option.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. It said don't dead open inside.
Don't.
Roll me agility DR12.
Don't dead.
3.
One of them grabs your fucking neck.
What happened to the...
I closed the iron door. Well, nice knowing Scarf.
I gotta know who's in here because now it's 10 versus 1 or 10 versus 3.
Do we not get a reaction to...
To what?
This is an adventurer reaction to how they feel towards us since we're letting them out.
Not according to the way this is written, no. They are...
Then these rules suck.
They want freedom, and they want food. The way this is written, if you get too close, they start to strangle you. That is what the agility test is for.
That seems rude.
It does seem a little unfriendly.
As he reaches for, as she reaches for the door to unlock it, one of them begins to strangle her.
Oh, so it's not unlocked yet?
We can say it's unlocked because she said she unlocked it. But she is also currently being strangled. I don't know where the two of you are, but it sounds like you're at least looking in the room.
I need to know the mechanics of this bomb.
It would be presence to throw it. It is, did you write down, I think it's a D10.
It's a D10.
Damage. Yes.
But it's not an area effect?
We can call it an area effect. I'll play that. Because
I mean,
there's
no way there's a bomb that doesn't have an area effect.
It's essentially a Molotov cocktail from what I'm reading.
Yeah.
We can call it that.
Dope.
I have 10... Mad prisoners. I'll roll a d10 and see how many you actually do damage to, and then you can roll the damage to them. Is that fair?
I mean, what's the area of effect? Aren't they within a 10-foot area?
This particular room is roughly... see, there's a cage in the middle, so they're... It's about 20 wide north-south to 40 long east-west.
Okay, how big's the cage?
Probably 10 feet. Or no, it would be 20 by 20, wouldn't it? If I'm saying it's 40 wide, it's 20 by 20.
Can't.
20 foot within the cage, 20 foot outside the cage. No, it's not a topped cage. It's from ceiling to floor. It's a cell. It's a caged cell. It's not like an actual cage where you can climb on top.
Is this a like fused bomb?
Not according to the rules.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, because it's a bottle.
You throw it, it blows up. It's written more like it's a Molotov cocktail.
Okay.
It hits, it explodes.
Okay.
That said, your agility test failed.
So much for trying to be nice.
It's the one time you've done it in your life.
Never again.
Immediately you take one damage. There's no armor here because it's around your neck. So you will take one HP damage. And that is, for X amount of rounds that I know that you don't know.
Okay.
However, on your turn, you can roll a strength DR12 to break free. You may roll initiative as the door is unlocked. You guys go first. That's luck. That's a lot of luck.
Can I go ahead and take the lowest initiative?
You got to roll initiative. There are no rules in here to...
I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 0.
You got to do it like this.
There are no rules in here to ready in action in this game.
I'm not ready in action.
Do I have to reroll because I rolled a 0?
I'm actively taking the lowest initiative.
No one cares about these characters anyway. Just throw the goddamn bomb and let's see what happens.
He's got another one in the ready.
Why the fuck not? You're at 0. What are you at?
I'm at 0.
I'll give you a 1. What are you at?
5.
Cody.
Yes.
You may act first. You are in a stranglehold. You've taken one hit of damage. It is a DR12 strength check to break free.
I want to break free.
I was going to do the same thing.
I will be sure to send money to Brian May and the remainder of Queen for that song. Sure, it's a lot of fucking money.
It's parody.
Not quite.
Yes. By any loose definition of that, it's parody. We did not play the actual song.
It's cover. Parody will be different verbiage.
Either way, we don't owe anybody fuck all.
Ian Shannon, email us with how a parody works.
I rolled a 12.
That's a hit. Oh, sorry. No, you're trying to break free?
Yes.
You then break free. That is your action for this round.
You bitch.
Schroeder.
Why'd you roll?
What do you mean, what did I roll?
Oh, it looked like you rolled. I didn't know why you were doing this.
No, I just made a fist. Sorry.
Oh, move up.
I literally just went like this.
I actually was thinking that they would go sit at the table with the old guy and have a nice meal, but Lucas ruined that.
Rules have a specific thing.
Is the key still in the door?
He said he unlocked it. It's unlocked.
That's not what I asked you.
Yes.
Then I go lock it back.
Okay. Let's do this then.
I'm pretty sure I can push them reaching and can go.
Well,
like
they're going to be pushing against the wall.
We go first, right?
The door. Well, yes.
Okay.
But they're also pushing to exit.
So they're taking actions before their action?
I'm going to take a negative to my roll.
Okay.
Give me a strength check. Did you roll a 1?
Nope. I rolled a 2.
Yeah. Roll for them.
I rolled a 1.
You rolled a 1?
Yeah.
They push open the door.
Okay.
Your action was to attempt to lock it. Let's move on. Troy.
I got
the
help.
The door
man.
Is open.
Just don't roll 9.
The door is actually open. They have not exited yet.
I throw a bomb.
The door swings open.
Is it 14 or do you have a plus?
A bottle flies.
Do you have a
plus? No, I don't have a plus.
Okay.
So it's, yeah.
You guys, sorry, you man and woman.
Ooh.
I'm seeing how many you can hit with it. I rolled a 10.
Oh, yeah. Duh. 100%.
So that is all of them.
Yeah.
Roll a d10 for damage.
Omen.
Max damage.
I believe that is the way it was written, correct?
Yeah.
1d10 for damage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. He rolled max, or he did his omen to max omen. Damage.
Omen for max damage?
Yeah.
Over your shoulders, you hear or feel
that there's not a little child in there somewhere.
You hear a whoosh, maybe a slight wind, as this bottle comes crashing into the individual in front of you, and it explodes. It erupts in a massive bright flame, to which you shield yourselves. You guys take no damage, but everyone within sets ablaze and drops.
But not quickly. It's a horrible, awful death.
Oh, absolutely. It is slow. It is screaming. It is painful. It's unnerving to watch.
And if I was wearing glasses, you would just see in the reflection of my glasses and me grinning.
Everyone in this cell only had 2 HP because they are emaciated and dying and psychotic.
I was letting them out to feed them. This is your fault, Lucas.
You now see.
But you know what is less than 2? 1. Yeah. I could have rolled a 1.
You see 10 bodies set ablaze in front of you. Sizzling.
We help them in their passing. On to the next room.
Smelling succulent, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, I help them along to the Rainbow Bridge.
And the room goes silent, aside from the
cackle
sound of
flesh.
Flames and sizzling flesh.
Yeah, let's try the... You want to try the trap door, or do you want to try the stairs?
We saw...
I feel better about stairs than trap door, but...
That's ladder. There's a ladder there.
Well, that place leads somewhere seemingly different than where the stairs or anything else leads, so it's a different room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
Personally, I still feel stairs, but I don't care either way.
Well, I feel like the stairs is maybe boss level. So that's what I'm trying to think of, just covering all the rest of the ground.
Are we worried about hit points and
I mean,
stuff like that yet?
It might be best to go at the boss when we have more hit points than less.
So, question with that. What exactly does catch a breath mean?
We'll call it an hour-long rest, as long as you have food and drink, which at this point you do. It is, I believe, D4 hit points back.
I mean... If you want to do it that way, then let's just go look at the hatch and then take a rest after. Maybe.
Magic was gone for the scenario, right? Not a long rest.
Magic is gone for the entire scenario.
Gotcha.
Because of a demon. Sorry, bud.
He's a fucking demon.
Cody just happened to roll the worst possible 4 on D4.
We're going to this trapdoor, or there's a hatch.
Are you following, or are you going elsewhere?
Well, no, we're going the same place.
Okay.
I just told him to pick.
Did we take the stairs? Just
breath
asking.
Thing or no?
The what?
The short rest.
I think not yet.
We'll do that after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see where the hatch goes first.
Yeah.
Okay.
You open up the hatch. There is a, what is it? It's like a step ladder going down. Yeah. You see some flickering in there as if there is.
I'm going to look down there again because I don't know that I actually got a look last time.
That's the best you can tell. There is like a flickering coming somewhere
from
within.
Can I make a presence check?
Sure.
Nope.
Seven. Luck continues.
How many steps are on this ladder?
13.
He made a presence check earlier and didn't see something, so I was trying to do it again.
What was your roll?
It was a 7. There's something there.
It's about 20 feet down.
I throw a torch down.
All right, it's slightly more lit. It's still about 20 feet down.
I'm just making sure that like it doesn't land in a puddle of water. Or gore.
No.
Or the ladder doesn't go all the way. Or
yeah.
The tongue of the beast we're climbing into doesn't ripple from the fire, you know, whatever.
Best you can tell, it's about 20 feet down. Your presence roll wasn't great, so.
I head down.
Okay. Who is following in what order?
I'll go next.
I'll go last.
Cool.
Fight him to go second.
This is a sooty very hot room. As you turn about and you look around you, it appears to be some sort of forge slash slaughterhouse. Sulfuric haze.
Combo. I don't hate it. It's an odd combo.
A sulfuric haze comes from...
Well, we're butchering it. It cooks.
A sulfuric haze comes from the southern area of this room. As you realize, the room is sort of open into what appears to be a black pit. The black pit also, as you look at it, appears to be through a collapsed wall. It's black and musky. It's gunk. It's gross. It is a hazy area that kind of obscures your view, but beyond it, you kind of presume that there might be something on the other side of it. You're not sure. You see to the east, which would be, I guess, directly across from you, another door. But as you drop in, you hear a mumbling or a grumbling sound, perhaps a growl. The room is lit enough that you see a shadow, and then you hear a footstep and another footstep as
Oi!
A very large, roughly 7 foot tall figure steps into view of the flickering fire coming from the forge as it drags. What you can see is roughly half of a human in one hand as it reaches towards the forge and grabs some sort of stick. It grabs some sort of plank, a rounded plank, and it picks it up. And as it pulls it out from the forge itself, you see a red, hot flail.
I wave.
The individual is grizzly and sooty, bald and covered in tattoos. It looks at you, it grins, and it laughs. A very deep, low grumbling laugh. And it says, "You've entered the wrong den, I assure you."
Pardon me, we'll leave. I climb up the ladder.
Not so easy.
It is, actually.
I promise.
It's 20 rungs. I'll be out of your hair in just a second. Sorry for interrupting your dinner. Catch you next time. I'll bring something. Some fondue. We'll have a party. Just don't invite Lester. No. She's saying this as she's climbing out. She's going to narrate this.
You're going to have to, one, you get through two other people that are in front of you, and two,
ladders have
gives
two
no
sides.
Fucks.
Ladders have two sides. In case you didn't know that. You can actually climb up both sides of a ladder. It's not always safe.
Oh! I go first.
I don't care.
As you
about
roll
your
initiative.
Big monster, go fuck yourself.
Please connect, Troy. Please connect.
Okay, so maybe we should go on the other way.
Yeah. This would have been a kill yourself moment.
Yeah.
Put your head in the forge.
Troy, what's your initiative?
Max initiative.
8.
8.
Cody?
6.
Sure.
2.
It's pretty much almost max initiative for all of us, actually.
No, I could be a max of 4.
The man or thing, you're not entirely sure, as it is still slightly shadowed, cackles as he drops the arm of the half of body he was carrying or dragging, makes a fist. And when he makes a fist, I need, there are 3 bolts of lightning just come from the sky.
There's a each sky of you, and a hole?
Each of you take 3 damage as a lightning bolt, boom, 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 hits each of you.
So there's no roll whatsoever?
It automatically succeeds.
And no damage reduction from armor?
Extra damage if you're wearing metal armor.
No, you know what? It doesn't specify. I would still say your armor helps. I don't see why it wouldn't.
I block all.
I also block all.
I block 1.
Okay. So then you take, was it 2? Is that 2
yep.
damage? Okay. So a bolts of
voltage.
As he squeezes his hand into a fist, bolts of lightning fire from the I guess, ceiling above you. Randomly, and each of them hits you. From your... Where am I standing? You are standing... You are facing east. So from your south to your right, you hear a screeching sound as a massive worm-like creature pops up. It is not near you. It is not within range to attack you. But it stands up as if to observe what is going on.
So what did she say about feeding the great worm or some shit?
Yeah, something like that.
She said, feed the worm god.
Yeah, you were given two clues, two names. I don't know what history is in this game or int is in this game. I guess it's presence, wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm.
So you can roll me presence if you'd like to recall what was said to you.
Don't take it out on my table.
You know, anything. So
you can roll as well.
I mean, I figured it was a gimme since it's a one shot, but apparently nope. It's not. So.
I'm fine with it. You can roll. That's okay.
12.
Sure. What you recall her saying? She wanted to turn the gutworm against the Fletcher.
That's kind of what I thought.
That's all you recall.
Turn the gutworm against the Fletcher.
The Fletcher's the dude flinging the arm, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, a Fletcher is somebody who makes arrows.
It was the Fletcher or the Butcher?
He did just throw lightning bolts up our asses. Maybe Fletcher is somewhat ambiguous of a term.
My apologies. The is not in that sentence. Gutworm against Fletcher.
See? Maybe it's his name. Jim Fletcher.
Capital Fletcher.
Okay.
Gotcha. Cool.
I will attack.
It'd be cool if I could, you know, command him to be eaten by the fucking worm.
Too bad you don't have powers.
I know.
Oh, nope. That's miss.
Then you miss.
I will, though. Is, like, speaking still, like, a free action? Like,
speaking is a free action.
I will, like, talk to the worm and be like, if you want to help us out here.
That's all you get.
Just saying. I speak to insects and worms.
Yeah, not the type of worm you're used to talking to.
I know.
Much more like a massive fucking lamprey type thing.
Okay.
I believe that's Grady.
Coming out from what you now realize is some sort of... rot-like sludge in the beyond that broken wall in that room, also where the violin just continue to play.
Is there like such thing as a grapple?
It would be, I believe it's just an unarmed attack.
Is there another place to go in this?
I would say it'd be a strength attack. Sorry, continue.
Is there another place to go? You got the hole that the worm is crawling out of. You got the hole... forge where Fletch Boy is. Is there another place? Did you say there was a hole in the wall or something? Sure, we are in a dead end area, correct?
There's a door behind him.
Okay. Alright. I just wanted to get my geography correct.
Yeah, there's at least a door behind him. Roll me a presence real quick, Cody, since you're asking questions.
14.
That's not good. That's not bad. So, like, even with a haze, you can definitely tell, like, there's probably, you know, beyond the haze and beyond the worm, south of you, there's something there. And then even to the east of that, there's probably another space there. Just by some flickering light that you can kind of
gauge
beyond.
And the broken wall is to the east?
The broken wall is to the south. Where you're standing now. So if you're facing south, to your left would be slightly flickering something. To your south would be slightly flickering something. Both of them are beyond a pretty immense amount of haze, but you get a hint of something back there.
And there are also two massive creatures in the way.
The worm is not in your way. It just seems to be observing. The man is in your way, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it is mm-hmm. your turn to act. What would you like to do?
I wish I had thought about something before we came down here.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate.
Sure.
A lot of lamp oil upstairs, like a lot of lamp oil. Unfortunate. And is this all lit just by the campfire then?
Forge.
The forge.
The forge, yes, but it's also it's about a 15x40 space.
Something cooking in the forge?
Only the smell of metal where he pulled his flail from. It's more like molten metal, as if it was a actual hammer and forge utilized area.
You guys want me to do something stupid or something really stupid?
Really stupid.
Perfect. I run towards the worm.
I take it back.
That is pretty stupid.
I'm not done yet, but I run towards the worm. Let's see what happens next.
Are you going through the wall into the next room?
Is it in the next room?
It's in the next room where you see a sludge-like substance floating.
Okay.
As if liquid in the floor. Not solid floor. If you'd like to dive in, go for it.
Can I see the worm?
Even as hazy as it is, yes. You can definitely see the worm.
Could I touch the worm?
Not from standing where you are. You would have to definitely dive into the other room.
As I get over to the sludge, what's the sludge appear to be composed of?
You're not entirely sure. It's black, gross. It kind of looks like tar. However, in the middle of the room, now that you're closer, you see a pillar.
Okay.
On top of the pillar itself, which is roughly 50 feet up, you see two skeletons, back to back, dancing, playing violins.
Weird. So I'm not getting anything in terms of what that sludge is.
It's a tar-like substance?
A clue. Yeah, it's a tar-like substance. It has a gross scent to it, sulfuric scent to it.
Sulfuric's a good...
Yeah, that's where I was headed. I'd like to ignite my magnesium strip, please.
Okay.
And I'd like to throw it in the sulfuric sludge, please.
Okay. I'm going to come back to that.
No. This was the really stupid idea. Shorter. What's more metal than giant explosions?
Shorter. Shorter, you're last in the
turn order. What'd you say? I'm last in what?
The turn order.
Yeah.
I think you said you're last. Last, as in...
Bro.
What'd you roll?
Five.
Take the Flynn method. Go throw them in the freezer.
Do something.
Can I get somebody else's die?
No.
Yeah, mine are. You're cursing my die.
I'm not even superstitious, but goddamn.
You have one more omen if you wish to use.
I'm not using my omen on that.
Good. I presume you are attacking.
Yeah, the big
air quote Fletcher, right?
Yeah. I'm sticking with.
Okay.
Big Dick Battle Axe over here.
Big Dick Battle Axe. You may roll to defend.
Have we not got to the massive explosion I've created yet?
I'm coming back to you.
Okay, fine. I think it's
your
rude.
Turn was to light it and throw it. We'll come back.
That's not good. Mm.
Would you like to speak into the mic, please?
No.
The less intelligible it is, the more they'll think you just fucked up, Lucas.
I'll take the hit.
Okay, you're taking the hit?
Yeah.
I don't even have that die out.
A D10?
Nope. Oh my god, I rolled so low.
It's a D20.
You take one.
No, he doesn't.
I don't take anything.
Because you have a shield and you have armor, yeah. Right? As a red hot flail bounces off your shield, he grumbles.
Give him the dikembe.
Not in my house.
Not in my house.
Oh my god, you scream. Captain Swede screams, not in my house. And then proceeds so to many. Stab him in the face.
We're getting canceled.
Yes!
Hit.
How many omens
good
you got
hit,
left?
Standard hit.
Standard.
Okay. How many omens you got left? Yeah, you want to use something? It appears to be the largest thing you fought yet.
Yet.
Mm. I hit the crab for massive damage.
You got two, right?
I got one.
Oh, I didn't realize you already used three.
Yeah.
Yeah, he blew two back-to-back to kill that woman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Which seemed to be maybe...
not the best.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
It's all right. Oh, that's right. You maxed out the bomb.
That too, yeah. Which also may not have necessarily, but whatever.
Still cool.
Yeah.
Still hella cool.
Metal as fuck.
I mean,
yeah.
So far.
Yeah, max damage.
What is your max damage?
10. No, it's an 8. Sorry. Okay, I guess I
put the plus 2 of the strength on it.
Oh, I guess, yeah. No, they don't do that, do we?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why I thought you did. That's why I was like, oh.
No.
I like the idea that this guy picks up a flail, rakes it across, you just blow
it. He's got armor on?
With your Swedish shield, and then right in the chest.
Just roll a d4 twice.
I rolled it once. Hmm. You hit him with max damage. He kind of flinches back and goes. When you hit him, globs of grotesque flesh seem to drop from the ceiling. I need.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. I need a DR8 agility test from you.
This gets really, really specific. Uh-oh.
It's a 7.
Your agility is only plus 2?
Yep.
That's close. Real close. Yeah.
That is a 3. Roll your armor.
That is 3 to cover.
You take no damage as globs of flesh, seemingly human flesh, drop from the ceiling all over you.
Cool.
Weird.
I just like...
as he chuckles.
Wipe him off and I, you know, brush it off the shoulder.
Grady.
Yes?
You've thrown your magnesium strip that is now lit...
correct.
...into the sludge.
Correct.
There is a flash and there is a fire.
Yes, I'm now running in the opposite direction, I feel is the best idea.
Sludge is on fire. What would you like to do while the sludge is on fire?
Well, I was hoping the worm is in the sludge, right?
He is, but he is, again, not within range. He seems to be as far back as possible observing.
So the sludge just doesn't just catch fire across, like everything that catches on fire that's flammable?
It seems to be very slow.
Hmm.
In fact, it will take about 4 rounds per the D6 for it to reach the worm, or at least the side the worm is on. It's not a fast-acting sulfuric burn, as you would expect.
I would like to point out, Lucas, this is not metal as fuck. I'm just going to throw that out there. It was cool. You made it not cool. You
sorry.
Used the rule of uncool.
I used the rule of the rule.
Right, which you can undo because this is you running the game.
I just want to see if you survive. What would you like to do while it's burning? Because that was your action last turn, essentially. That's the reaction to their last action.
Is there room to stand stepping through the... well, I mean, it's in a burning flame in front of me now. I presume I can do nothing.
Yeah, no, that room is like fucking sulfuric liquid and now it's on fire. Stepping in it was probably a bad fucking idea.
Right, so, I mean...
would you like to do anything to the Fletcher or help your friends in this room?
Well, I was kind of hoping to... I was really kind of hoping to piss off the worm.
You get a screech. You get an angry screech. That's essentially all you get so far.
I will pull. I will take the torch that I've got.
Okay.
And I will scream, "Come at me, you worm bitch," and throw the torch across the room as if to ignite it farther and deeper in the room.
Okay.
You chicken shit worm motherfucker.
It ignites further. We'll give it another round before anything reacts, since you threw it further. That's fair. That is your action, Schroeder.
Yay!
You 14. Get 20? Oh, fuck. I thought it was a 20.
Oh, I wish
no,
I had
no.
20.
At this point, he's just looking for any sort of positive roll.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I just want to make sure I didn't fuck you. That is a hit.
Player action.
Please
player
roll.
Action.
No. No, I wanted to make sure he didn't have a higher DR. You're fine. Roll your damage.
3.
D4.
You're that little brother who just, like, you know, rabbit punched him in the back of the head.
You hit him.
Okay.
He steps back, takes a step back and begins to swing his flail. What are you hitting him with?
A sword.
Okay. So you guys are both up on him. That's what I wanted to make sure.
We're both what?
You're both up on him to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is, what is, what round is this? 3? Schroeder.
Yeah.
Roll to defend.
Eat my shorts, you cunt.
Started out so innocently and then.
11.
Oh, so fucking close.
Nope, 9.
9 doesn't help you.
Less close.
What's your armor?
What'd you roll, asshole?
An 8 at a D8.
Okay. Then I will omen for a minus D6 on top of my regular.
So roll a D6.
And a D4. 3. 2. I only take 3 damage.
You take 3 damage. It burns. It is red hot as this flail fucking swings into you.
You can hit harder, pussy.
I could take these all day, he says, looking at his omens that are drastically dwindling.
Yeah. That are entirely gone.
You gotta blame Cody for bringing out that demon so you can't use your powers, bro.
No. I blame you for allowing it to happen.
That's, he rolled a 4. Sorry, it's a D4.
Yeah. Make up it.
More than 4 chance, bud.
There's more than the book.
Top of the round, Troy.
Hit him.
For how much?
Everything. 4.
Does not appear to hurt him as much as you think. As flesh drops from the ceiling, I need another agility. What was that? DR8.
Oh, pass.
Again, flesh just drops from the ceiling as he cackles.
What's your health at?
I'm a 6.
Great.
Of
come at me, you worm bitch. Fletcher rules.
I think I gotta heal myself next turn.
The worm shrieks as it begins to catch fire. It does not seem to come towards you.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Fuck. I guess presence is like the, I think I talked about this before. Presence is like intelligence, right?
Basically.
Roll me a presence, Cody.
12.
Even though you set it on fire, does not seem to care one way or the other what you're doing to Fletcher.
Fire?
It is watching, whether it's on fire or not. And I won't even go ahead and give it some fire damage.
At least this area's a little bit more den-ish. The rest of the bullshit.
Yeah, this is where the dungeon. Dan came into play.
Do me a favor, roll me a d6 for damage, just for fire damage, just for funsies.
3.
Okay. Yeah, it's like barely singed. It shrieks, it's not happy, it's not attacking you, and it's literally watching Fletcher. It's not even looking at you. You can still act if you wish. Speaking is a free action.
Well, I haven't taken. I mean, I haven't done anything yet.
No, you yelled at it. That's a free action. Then go. What else would you like to do?
I would like to run past all the combatants to the door.
Okay, you reach the door.
I open it.
It is locked.
I reach for my keys.
Keys do not seem to unlock this door. Schroeder.
I'm gonna pull from my life elixir and take another hack.
Life elixir?
I have life elixir as an equipment.
Sorry. You're going to heal?
Yeah, I'm going to heal and attack.
I believe healing is an action versus the attack, though.
Can you prove it? Because he just ran a whole hell of a lot away.
Well, I let him run and try to open a door versus heal and then attack.
I mean, he sat and observed for a while. I mean, I can't imagine it really takes a full action, 6 seconds to go, goo, 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 whack.
What's your elixir do? Is it D4 or D8?
D6.
D6. So angry.
No, I'm just
take
like...
Go ahead and take, roll your D6 and then attack. I'm fine with it. Let's roll with it.
Plus 4.
You get 4 HP back. Roll to hit.
14. 15. So I hit.
Damage, please.
6.
What are you using? A sword?
Mm-hmm.
You stab at the dude, and it doesn't sink in as deep as you think it should have, even with all that power you put behind it.
Okay. Does it look like he's actually wearing armor?
No.
Because
dude's
earlier,
basically wearing
say,
like a loincloth.
Yeah, I figured. Okay.
Yeah. Give me a presence check.
Nope.
Okay, then. It is his turn. He looks to the tank of the group. Please roll agility defense, Troy.
Oh, yeah, 12.
You barely roll out of the way as this red-hot flail comes at your head. Troy, it is you at the top of the order.
Nope.
You whiff. Cody.
I'm running out of clever ideas, guys. I'm trying to come up with a couple, but...
Could try attacking this guy with us.
I know, that's... I was hoping that there were other ways to get around it.
No, and that's fair. At this point, you are seemingly aware that the worm is not interacting with what you are doing.
Yeah, I'll go run and stab him in the asshole.
Go ahead.
It's an 11.
I'll even give you a plus 1 because you're coming from behind. You get your 12, you get your hit, roll your damage.
Sounds like we need it.
1 point of damage.
Jesus.
I've rolled like 4 sixes.
It's my turn.
Yes.
Will it take my action to set my sword on the forge?
To heat it up?
Yeah, to like set it.
I would say it's going to take an entire round to heat it up, yes.
I'll do that.
You set your sword on the forge.
Okay.
Moving forward is his action.
Okay.
He spins around to Scorv and says, "You pinch my ass." And then he swings at you. Roll to defend.
Kinky.
You touch my ass.
You touch my ass. I know your tricks, Dewey.
I rolled a 12.
That defends. you evade.
And she goes,
"You touch my ass. I know your tricks, Dewey." Oh, God. Now I want to watch that movie.
Sir, from where I'm standing, it's a physical impossibility.
Points to anyone who can name that movie in our Facebook chat right now.
Is it Nazi Surfers Must Die?
Nope. Not at all.
Nazi Surfers Must Die?
Hint. SNL.
Google it.
It's
Troy.
Troy. His back's to you. I'll give you a plus 1.
Then I hit.
Oh, I forgot you have a... Okay.
I'm a plus 3.
Yeah.
Thief.
It's not Nazi Surfers. Sorry. It's Surf Nazis.
Oh. It's the difference.
He seems to be bleeding a little more. However, agility DR8.
However, we still haven't got to whatever the trap in the goddamn room is.
Nope.
No. That's a first.
It's not.
The very first attack.
No, that's the first you failed that agility attack.
It's not. No, it's not. The first attack. He failed. He just didn't take much damage.
Oh, that's right. He didn't take damage. Yeah. Sorry.
The flesh from the ceiling.
Roll your armor.
Five.
You negate all of it again. I rolled a 4 on a d4.
So
as flesh continues to fall from the ceiling.
Captain Swede just throws up that adamantium.
Grady. Scorv. Please do something, if you wish. You still hear screeching. You still hear screeching.
I've been with prostitutes who hit harder, you little bitch. And I stab him. I faint stabbing him to provide him an opening.
Please, you pretend to stab.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It's called a feint. It's tactics.
You lateral.
I'm thinking bigly here.
And okay? Presume. Bigly.
Because he's going to roll a 20 now.
I need it
Lucas,
so bad.
Lucas bigly. Lucas keeps writing on his goddamn brand new DM screen by throwing his pencil around like a twat.
I've erased as much as I can. Did you roll a one?
You let me down, Bigley.
Dude, I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard.
What'd you roll?
A 10.
It is a miss.
But that feint gave him a plus 5, right?
He spins back around. You know what? Actually, let's do this. 1, 2, 3. Let's roll a d6. That's a 3 on the die, so that's a 2, right? So that is Schroeder. Schroeder, he spins around with a hot flail. Defend.
How long is it going to stay hot?
All the hot.
It's been quite a few rounds.
You have no idea how long it's been sitting in that furnace.
Crit. I get a free attack on that bitch.
Go for it.
See? Called it.
Please fucking hit. Please fucking hit with the hot sword.
It's also not how heat and weapons work.
He has a hot flail. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Man.
Just saying.
It is presumably magically hot. What'd you roll?
A 10.
That is a miss.
Why didn't you roll the hot die?
You
the
had
hot
a, die crit. You had a,
I know.
You had a omens?
I don't know. No. I don't fucking have any more omens.
Cody?
Two whiffs?
Oh, fucking Jesus, goddamn God.
17.
Hey, you hit. Do
yeah,
damage, please.
I am killing both bosses right now.
You hitting with a sword or a range? Oh, no, you broke your bow, so it's a sword.
5 damage. Right up the old nature's pocket.
Your own or his?
Yes.
He's bleeding more.
Oh, hey, baby!
19.
That hits, finally.
I've already hit him once. Asshat.
But this is with your flaming hot sword of pain.
6. With my flaming hot sword.
So I'm going to give you a plus 1 on that. That's a 7.
Yeah.
Because of the flaming hot sword.
Cut his dick off.
You all right over there?
He appears to
be. I laughed because he giggled first and then you.
He appears to be bleeding heavily. But it is still his turn. As he looks to the individual who did the most damage to him. He swings that thing against Tung.
It's pronounced Ting.
Defense, bitch. Eat my dick.
He whiffs. Top of the order. Troy, can you kill him?
No. Yeah, maybe.
Did you hit?
Yeah. Thief again. Probably not enough.
You slice this thing with your...
I hit twice, guys.
Battle axe.
Yeah.
Does he slice his fucking cockles?
Maybe from neck all the way down to cockles. As it looks at you and laughs, it falls over and dies.
You take his head.
Head is gone. The worm who is on fire screeches and retreats under the black rot sludge.
I throw his head into the sludge.
It sizzles.
Is it still playing that goddamn music up there?
The music has not stopped. It has not hedged. It has not even changed tone.
Sucks you broke your bone
same,
to shoot the fucking violins out of there.
It is the same haunting tone that it was before.
Do you got any keys on him?
You find a set of keys.
Cool. I'm also going to search the rest of him.
Sure. We can do that. That's fun.
41. Nope. Yep. Doesn't matter. I already know what it is.
A map to a place that cannot possibly exist.
45.
Map to a place that does exist.
Nope.
Ooh, that's more helpful.
The, quote, water of life.
Water of life?
Water?
It's water of life. It heals D8 test toughness. Oh, sorry, heals D8 or test toughness DR10. Or go blind and highly alcoholic.
Ooh.
So, if you wish to use it, I need a toughness DR10.
To be able to actually heal or go blind.
Yeah. Or do you go blind and you're fucking drunk as shit?
It's one of two things. Would you also really like
to roll in the corpse coating?
Really fucked up moonshine, or you just masturbated real lot, real quick?
You may. I'm fine with it. It's fun.
Oh, this is a one shot, and we're approaching the end, so I don't know that I'm going to get anything useful.
It's
I'm
fun.
Really sad I don't have a magnesium strip. I'd like another one. 53.
That's slightly different. Scalp with long black hair. You find a long black-haired scalp.
Put it on.
Cool. As you guys observe this room, it is not only is it a forge, it is also considered a slaughterhouse of human remains.
It's got a death tub.
No, there's not even a tub. It's just there's a table with bits and pieces. There are hooks with torsos and maybe heads and what have you. It's all human remains. Nothing more.
No kids?
No.
Cool. You said we did get keys, correct?
You found a key.
Let's open the door.
I want to check the other. You said there was another space, like down towards the door. You said there seemed to be like another space.
No. So there is the black rot sludge that's to your south.
Oh, is that what you were talking
yeah,
about?
That's all that's there. Never mind. And then there's a door to your east. That's it.
Got it.
You may unlock the door. It unlocks.
I kick open the door.
This is a very stale and froused room. F-R-W-S-T. Froused? Stale and froused? I've not heard that word before. That's
F-R
new.
F-R what?
F-R-O-W-S-T.
That's got to be a mistranslation.
Froused? It's got to be like stinky or something. That's a new
I don't
word.
Think that's an English word, at least not one I'm familiar with. It could be.
A warm, stuffy atmosphere. Informal British.
Okay. So it's warm and stuffy. It's
like
also
the British.
It's also slightly hard to breathe.
Hmm.
When you enter this room, there's an absolutely terrible silence. It almost torments you. Everything in this room almost seems muted, like you're f***ing deaf when you walk in.
Not just deaf, f***ing deaf.
It's also drunk Lucas, but yes. Inexplicably muted in this room.
Okay. So if I just yell real loud, nobody can hear it?
No one appears to hear it, even you.
Oh, the bliss of silence.
It's very stale. It's a little hard to breathe. There is a torch that dimly illuminates the room. You see trash and an enormous quantity of bones. Human bones. You came from the west, so that is the door to the forge and the slaughter room. To your south is another wooden door.
That's it. Pile of bones and a door. Nothing else in the room.
Yep. Other than the fact that when you all walk in, everything just goes fucking silent.
I'm going to go kick the bones.
You hear nothing. You kick bones.
I just want to make sure there's nothing hiding in the pile of bones.
You kick bones.
Okay. Let's
try the other door.
It is locked.
Right, we have keys. Do any of them work?
The Fletcher's keys appear to work. You open this room. It stinks again of sulfur. The same scent from the rot black sludge of the open room. And you still suddenly hear the violin music that you did not hear in that previous room. As everything was deaf as shit. It's weird walking through that room. You hear nothing, and then suddenly you hear music again. You see a black statue of the one-eyed King Leonard II. There's a very obvious cavity where an eye should be. The floor is cobbled, unlike any other room in the rest of the den. To the west would be the rot black sludge. To the north is the room you came from. South is another iron door. To the east of you is where the statue sits.
Through the door.
I think so, unless you want to interact with the statue.
I mean, we don't have an eye to put in there.
Come here.
No, I was going to go back to the pile of bodies and see if there was a severed head somewhere. That's what I'm doing.
You have a dead Fletcher, you've got dead guards that you can get back to at some point.
Yeah.
I don't really want to use Fletcher's eye.
I thought we threw Fletcher's head into the tar pit.
He did.
Yeah, that's right. You did. Fletcher's head is gone.
In the mass of bodies and gore in the other room, is there a head?
No, all you see is bones in that particular room. It is nothing but bones coming off of the forge.
But back in the Fletcher room, maybe.
That's what I was talking about.
That's fair. Yes.
The slaughterhouse is where
I will give you the fact that there are heads with eyes in them.
I pick out the one with the prettiest eyes.
You find a gorgeous hazel eye. You pop it out. You eat it. Does not help you with the statue, but you eat it.
That was a sound of it in the statue.
Gotcha.
It's called Foley art.
Sure.
If I wanted to eat it, I would have gotten a grape from upstairs and crushed it in the mic.
You put the eye in the socket. Before you do, when you look at it, you do realize, whether or not you thought about it, and you probably did, there is a blood stain in the socket itself.
I didn't think about it at all.
Right. But now that you're reaching for it, you see, oh yeah, there is a blood stain here. This makes a lot of fucking sense.
This is what I should do. Put the eye in the creepy statue.
Suddenly the statue rotates and a room opens. You see burning torches in a very confined room. The violin and music continues to amplify behind you.
What's in the room?
You see a young boy. Alden sits on a bench, gnawing on human bones. He is pudgy, seemingly arrogant. There's a bookshelf, a large iron hook, and a mirror, and a crossbow with four bolts sitting on it.
I'll take that.
Hanging on the wall, there's a bullwhip. There are also bowls on the floor with food and water.
Okay.
I took the crossbow.
I was expecting bunnies in a grotto, but, I mean, cannibalism is cool, I guess.
As he gnaws, he murmurs incoherently.
Hey, fat shit, come with us.
Anybody got any tape? Just like...
I have heavy chain.
Keep that bone in his mouth so he can't bite anybody.
Yeah, rope.
I'm not going back.
Bullshit, you're not. You're going to make me rich, you little fuck.
This is my home. The Fletcher takes care of me.
Fletcher's dead.
The Fletcher cannot die. The gutworm cannot die.
Well, I beg to differ. We killed him, and then I chopped his fucking head off, so...
Just in case, can we grab the kid and get going?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He does not seem to physically resist. He just seems to verbally exist.
I'll grab a book before we leave.
I'm sorry, resist. I said exist. Resist.
Grab the bullwhip too. What the hell?
Yeah.
Just take it off. Loot the room.
Hot.
Do you want the bullwhip? I actually have plenty of items on there already.
I feel like it fits my persona.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Apparently, Scorb has an incredibly kinky past. That's where the massive debt comes from.
Sure.
Paying for prostitutes.
I figure I can't hit with a melee weapon. Maybe I can hit with a range weapon. Even though my agility is...
You have hold of Alden, the child.
So are we going out that door then? Is that, we're presuming that goes up to the stairs?
Yeah.
There's a door to the south. If you unlock it, there is a room that is filled with chains, hooked chains hanging from the ceiling, bloody tracks on the floor. It seems to continues to go down south. You may follow that corridor back to the entryway and out the stairs that lead outside of the accursed den itself, where you will find again 12 guards who immediately seize Alden. They do not shackle you. One guard will step up, perhaps dressed a little nicer, and state that you are to come back to the keep, where they will issue you a pittance of sorts, and you may go on your way.
Pittance sounds a lot less like making us wealthy.
Yeah. You still got that paper, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is the end of the Rot Black Sludge. Otherwise known as the Shadow King's Error.
I mean, you forgot the part where we're fabulously wealthy.
You are fabulously wealthy.
Thank you. It's like the end of Clockwork Orange for Scorf. She's just covered in prostitutes.
Yeah. The Rot Black Sludge or the Shadow King's Lost Error. But that's more Morbroggy. So it's the first time you guys have played the game as opposed to the other group. I mean, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. It's
Nope, hated it.
Would have been way cooler if I didn't lose my magic.
If Cody would not have rolled a 4, you would not have lost your magic. You could have commanded the worm. You could have commanded Leslie. You could have commanded the fucking Fletcher.
Yeah, I bought a really cool, awesome scroll.
Yep.
That
sure did. Welcome.
I rolled really great on.
Welcome to Morbroggy. This game just fucks you left ways and right ways.
Yeah, for the next time.
I do.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, I think it's solid. Solid. It has some fun elements to it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I enjoy the system.
It's very, again, it's rules light, just like DCC, but it's also like,
I call DCC rules light, but I know what you're saying.
I mean, it is, but it isn't. Like,
it's only rules light because we've only been at zero level.
Maybe that's fair.
Character.
Maybe that's fair.
Getting a goddamn wizard's duel and you're gonna spend 3 hours in 10 seconds of combat, but it's gonna be the most badass 10 seconds of combat ever.
Right. Like you said, it's an OSR concept. It's like it. You know.
I need to get my shit together and get MCC red so I can run some of that.
But I love it. It's a fun, quick little game. You know, quick to make characters, quick to play through.
I mean, it's one of those books that you can pick up and play in a night. And I mean, obviously we've played it now for the podcast several times, but it did win a shit ton of awards and it's very popular.
Oh, God, yeah. It's on this book itself. Best writing, best layout and design, best game, which was a silver, and product of the year. The other three were golds. So, yeah.
It's cool. I mean, excuse me. I like one book systems because usually they're 80 to 100 pages long. You can read them in an afternoon and you can play them that night and it's a 5-minute teach and you can, you know, go.
Yep.
There are a bunch, like, it's cool because you used to have a lot of these folio games and they disappeared for a long time. Like, if you go back and look at, like, the original Traveler, it was kind of a folio game. It was short little books with rules in them. And then they kind of came back into vogue in independent publishing with, like, Dread is the first one I can think of seeing in a long time. Dread and Fiasco. Just these quick little rules. These are more traditional RPGs than either of those independent games, but still very, very cool.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this rule book is like 70 pages, and then like the last 10 pages is Rot Black Sludge itself. Like, it's just, that's the, you know, the one scenario they give you.
Like I said, I backed Mothership. There's one I saw from another group called like what, Red Sun or something like that. It was actually produced by some guys in Cincinnati.
The guys from Morbroggy put out a game called Cyborg, which is their sci-fi space version of Morbroggy. So, and I backed it. So at some point I'll get that in hand and more on it too. Similar to probably Death in Space, which I think, didn't you also back?
I don't think it's called Death in Space. I think it's called Mothership.
Okay.
I don't remember. Look at my desktop. The rules are over there, but yeah, they're different. They're easy $40 pickups, $25 pickups, $10 pickups, and a lot of them have their rules online, so you can just go and just steal the rules and play. I think it's
as far as you guys being new players to the system. I mean, enjoy it, hate it, like it, love it, whatever.
I mean, it's fun to it's a nice flair. I mean, if you've been playing night after night of D&D or you know, something more complicated, it's fun to pick up and run with something.
Yeah, it's a nice change. It's different. I liked it. I probably like it a little better than DCC so far, but I've only played DCC a couple times either. So, you know, I like to see where that goes when you like level up and stuff.
But between the two. There's a hell of a lot more that might. I obviously don't know with Morkborg, but I think DCC probably adds a hell of a lot more once you actually level. Whereas this, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't, but.
This particular scenario is absolutely written to be an intro concept to the system.
Yeah, so,
yeah. I can get you. There are definitely more scenarios. Some of the scenarios that I've already ran and have already actually run for the podcast are a little more intricate.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have a little more meat on the bone for things that aren't the intro scenario.
Yeah.
I just think that in terms of stylistically, a lot of times where these games like They're meant to be. They're palate cleansers. They're yogurt. They're a little bit of flair. They have a little pop and pizzazz. Mm. They're probably not something you're going to play night after night after night, but they're still fun to pull out every once in a while and just do something stupid with.
They're also great little games for to introduce people just to role playing games.
Oh yeah, no,
I agree with that absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
like I see this. I see playing this more. Maybe not necessarily as much for the podcast, but like this is a game that would be great to sit down with, you know, two or three guys who play RPGs with maybe another two or three people who've never played.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, the way I introduce people to board games is Azul, because it's that type of game. It's like it's super easy to learn and it's super easy to play.
Yeah.
I think this is absolutely the same way in terms of TTRPGs.
Then there are dozens like this. I mean, I think what sets Morborgi apart a little bit, because, I mean, they're even shit. While we were talking, I was scrolling through Facebook, and I've got, like, 17 ads for games that look like Morborgi.
Sure.
I think it's solid rules light. I think making it DC 12 for every role is a little more brutal, but it's got a little bit of fun. It's not... The one thing about these games is they tend to be repetitive and everything becomes a one-trick pony. I don't feel like this becomes a one-trick pony because of the style of the writing and because of some of the extra rules that they throw in here. But still, at the same time, you literally can hand a player a character sheet on one side with a one page of rules on the other and call it a day, which is a nice thing to do, for sure.
Right.
It's an easy introduction. And like I said, there are dozens of these out here. Some better, some worse. I definitely think that conceptually, from a rule standpoint, Morborgi is probably better than some of the others that I've read, for sure. I mean, it's obvious to see why it won some Ennies.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Seven of them or some shit. Jeez, yeah. Really impressive.
Yeah. Well, thank you for playing, and thank you all for listening.
We out, bitches.
Thank you for listening. You can find us online at rancorsbrothel.com. The Facebook page Fans of the Rancor's Brothel.
Rot Black Sludge, written by Pell Nilsson.
Music by Jason Shaw.